We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top. The Gemara was speaking about Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, who says that you make a bracha lefon of lachrav. That means besides for saying Kriya Shema, you also say the Birchas Kriya Shema before and afterwards, and you also say Birchas Hamazon and the bracha before as well. And the kasha was that it's in the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda also holds that a Balkari has to be Toivel. So how can you say that Rav Yehuda argues and holds in Balkari? So the Gemara answered that even Rav Yehuda is talking about he did it with her. That's the Gemara answer till now, that you can't say it out because you're a Balkari. You can't say the brachas with your mouth or say, or learn Torah with your mouth. But you can mahara the brachas. That's the Gemara said, that's found Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda that says in our Mishnah that Mevarach Pnei Malachareya means Behir. Right, the Gemara Kasho, Miyas Le Rav Yehuda Hir. Does Rav Yehuda hold you have to do Behir? Vatayim Unten Abraisa. Balkarish Eilim Mayim Litva. If you have Balkari, it doesn't have any water to be tovel in. Kairi Kriya Shema. He reads Kriya Shema. This is going according to Tanakama, which we'll see in a second, means Behirer. He says Kriya Shema Behirer. Ve'enim Varach Le'lefnei V'lachre. He doesn't make Birchas Kriya Shema not before, and not the Brachas afterwards. Ve'oich L'pitoi, and he eats bread, Mavarach L'achre, only makes a Bracha Birchas Mazen afterwards. Ve'enim Varach Le'lefnei, he does not bring a Bracha before. Ava Mahara B'liboi, ve'enim Meitzeb Svasav. All these things, he's Mahara B'liboi, he doesn't speak it out. Divra Meir. That means you're allowed to say Shema Behirer, and benching afterwards Behirer, and all the things you can't even do Behirer. Rabbi Yehuda Emma, Benkach or Benkach Moitzi Besvasa. Yehuda says, both cases, it means all the brachas that I may have mentioned, you Moitzi Besvasa, you actually say them with your mouth. So it's the first Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to say Birchas Kriya Shema while you are Bar Kari. So how can we say it's Behir? So it's back Shver that we, on one hand we see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's a din tefila for Bar Kari for learning Torah. On the other hand, he says in our Mishnah that you're allowed to say Birchas Kriya Shema. So how do you reconcile both Rav Yehudas? Talk to Gemara of Nach Bar Yitzchak. Asar Rav Yehuda k'hilchas darach eretz. Rav Yehuda made brachos that like hilchas darach eretz. That we'll see momentarily at the end of the next brisa that Rav Yehuda holds that something that does not need any thought and just something you're just saying like v'derech tefila, that is no problem about carry. It's only something you have to be ma'ayin in that's a problem about carry. But like hilchas darach eretz, which just teaches us midos, how to live, that's, you'll have to learn even your Balkari. You only can't learn deeper things. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that brachos is like hilchas darach eretz and it's allowed. So of course he holds it's a sikas b'tayra for Balkari. But the reason why he allows brachos is because brachos is like hilchas darach eretz. Now I'll see the brisa that brings down to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, look at the brisa. The pasuk says, v'idatem levanecha v'levanecha v'ksiv asrei yoyim asher matel f'nei Hashem l'kecha b'chayriv. So the pasuk has the din of learning Torah next to the parish of Har Sinai. Mala halon, just like by Har Sinai, it had to be be'emo, v'yira, v'reses, v'ziya, it had to be in a matzav of ema, in a matzav of being very, like, not, the skier is the wrong thing, but respectful, and, you know, being respectful of the Karas Baruch Hu. It had to be be'emes, be'emo of a year of rest of Aziah. Afkan, we learn Torah also, it has to be be'emo of a year of rest of Aziah. Mekan Amru, from the here we learn that Hazavim Mamitzarayim Uba Manidais Mutar. Someone was Tumas Zava or Matsaira or he's a Tumas Nida and he was titled for his carry. Then he's Mutar to learn Torah, Likas Vatayra, or Vim Vuxuvim. Lashanis, a Mishnah, learn Mishnah, the Gemara, over Halachos of Agadas. And Mabali carrying, about Mabali carries Asurim. And Rashi explains that a Valkari, someone's Tomas Valkari, is not on the same level as Ema and Reses. Why? Because it comes from Kalos Rosh or Zeichas Adas. Because a Valkari comes from either Herurim Ram or Tashrish Hamita. And that is something that's more loose. It's not as, you know, it's more Kalos Rosh. So therefore, that you can't learn Torah in such a matzav until you go to the mikvah. And that's what we learn from this psukim, that Balkari is a problem for learning Torah. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, Shoinu Beregilus, you let her learn Mishnayis that you know very well, and you don't have to think a lot about them. But you shouldn't be mefarish the timing of the Mishnah. You don't have to mefarish, you cannot allow to be mefarish the timing of the Mishnah if the person is Balkari. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, Matziyahu es haMishnah, ve'ina Matziyah es haGemara. And Rashi learns, Ematzias Gemara means Medrash. He says you can learn Mishnayis, but you cannot learn Medrash, because Medrash is a lot of psukim in Medrash. You have to say a lot of psukim, and it's not by kavadik for Baal Keri to say the psukim of the Torah. Very different. Ein matzia es hagemara, which means Medrash. Rav Nosson and Rav Shalom remember af matzia es hagemara. You could learn Medrash or vashal yemai askaris, but you shouldn't say the psukim that have Hashem's name. You shouldn't say those psukim. The Gemara says, "Vayit." Rabbi Yochanan stand. The Tamid Shabbat Kiva, Meshum Rabbi Kiva. Amar lo yikonos of Medrash called Iker. You should not learn Medrash at all. Not to just read it or not to ma'ayin it. You don't learn Medrash at all. But you could go into the base Medrash to hear learn and hear Torah. But Amri law, some say that lo yikonos of base Medrash called Iker. Shouldn't walk into base Medrash at all. Rabbi Yehuda Emer. This is the point of the Brayis. You want this Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Yehuda Emer. Shoyna hu b'hilchos derech eretz. You're allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz, which means there's a Masechta called Maseches Derech Eretz, teaches us different midos that a Talmid Chacham, how he has to act. That you're allowed to learn. That you're allowed to learn, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to learn. And Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Shiroa Keri, while you have a halach agava nah, he saw Keri and he was walking near the Nahar. Before you go down to Tevel, you know, teach us a parak and Derech Eretz, because you don't, like your sheet is, you don't have to be Tevel for that. You don't, your Baal Keri is Lailer and Hilchos Derech Eretz. Well, what did Rabbi Yehuda do? Yorad, he went down with Tavel v'shon alehem, then he taught them. Didn't you teach us that even a Baal Keri is allowed to be, to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz? Even though I'm making for other people, for myself, I'm machmer to go to the mikveh. I'm machmer myself to go to the mikveh, even for Hilchos Derech Eretz. So it comes out, the maskanos of this Gemara, that both Tanoim of our Mishnah, both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold that it's usher to be Isaac b'Torah when he's a Baal Keri. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, brachos is like Hilchos Derech Eretz, and therefore it's allowed. And Zogt Gemara by the Tanya learned in a Braisa. Rehuda ben Misera used to say, the Zatana says, "Ein divrei Torah makabon tuma." He says that there's no iser for a Baal Keri to be Isaac in Talmud Torah. Maisa b'Talmud echol shem megamgin l'malim Rehuda ben Misera. There was one time a Talmud who was megamgin, which means he realized he was about Keri in the middle of learning, so he started finishing very quick. Like the Gemara says on my base, that if someone realizes about Keri, he should quickly finish learning. So it was Megam game, like he wasn't saying clearly, he just finished learning quickly. Learn Torah say it nicely, every word. Why? Divrei Torah Mekabon Tuma. Divrei Torah not Mekabon Tuma. Like it says in the Pasuk, like, Koy Devarai Ke'esh No Mashem. My words are like Esh. Same thing, Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumah. And Rehuda ben Misera holds that there's no Isser of being Oisik with Torah while you're Baal Keri. And he argues on the whole, Takanos Ezra. So the question really is, how could he argue on Takanos Ezra? Takanos Ezra, Ezra was before the Tana. And the halacha is that you can't vatal, ain bezin echad, yachal vatal, bezin chaveroi, elmkin godhu, b'minyan. So the Bnei Yonah here asked the question, and he says that it was not pashto. The takana was not pashto of Kol Klai Yisrael. Halacha is that a takana was not pashto in Kol Klai Yisrael. That means it wasn't accepted by Kol Klai Yisrael. Then someone who comes afterwards is allowed to be mevatalit. That's what the Ben Yoina says. And Tosfos Bavakam has other terutzim to the kasha. Well, we'll go vaita. Rudim Vaseira comes out and argues on the takana Ezra. Omamar, Matzias Amishto Veina Matzias Gemara. We learned before in the Braisa, according to one man, the Omar, he says that Matzias the Mishnah ve Matzias Gemara. You're allowed to learn Mishnah while you're Baal Keri. This is going not according to Rehuda ben Misera. It's going according to the man, the Omar. Hold, you're not allowed to learn when you're Baal Keri. So it says, what are you allowed to learn? It says Mishnah you can learn if you know it well, but you can't learn Medrashim. Misayeli le Rabbi Loi. Dom Rabbi Loi. Omar Rabbi Acha by Yaakov. Mishnah Rabbeinu Halacha Matzias the Mishnah ve Matzias Gemara. Rabbi Loi said the same thing. Taka. He said Halacha is allowed to learn Mishnayis if you're Ragilis Ba, if you know it well. But you can't learn Medrash, Ketanoi. It's really Mechagas Tanoi. Matzias the Mishnah, Matzias the Gemara. The Rav Meir says, you learn Matzias the Mishnah, not Gemara, which means not Mishnah, not Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamila, Mishnah Rav Chanina ben Gamila, Zev is Asa. They're both Asa. It means Sai Mishnah and Sai Medrash are Asa. V'Amrila, a different version of the Shita is, Zev is Amuta, both Amuta. So Madiyam is Zev is Asa. The Fida version that both are Asa is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler wrote before, that he says, Ein don't go into the base marriage at all. Don't learn anything. That's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. If you hold Zev is a mutter, then as a good member Seira holds that everything's mutter, you'll have to learn Torah while you're about carry. So Shaila, either it's the most common Degashigla Rechan and Sandler holds either you can't walk at the base Medrash or you can't learn Medrash at all. Or it's going to Zevzem Mutta means going to Rehudim Seira. There's no Issa about carry to learning Torah at all. Omar of Nachmar Yitzchok, Noag Alma, the Velt is Noyeg, Kahani Tlas Savi. Like the following three older Tanoim, we pass old Tanoim or Amroim, older Tanoim, we pass them like these three Tanoim. That's what Rechinson says. Kirab Eloi, Beresh Sagez. We pass like a Eloi by Gabi the Suga Beresh Sagez. We'll see in a second what that is. Kirab Yeshua by Kalayim. And Kirab Yudim Mesera by Divere Taira. We pass like Yudim Mesera by Divere Taira, which means that about Kerry is allowed to learn Taira. Kirabi Eloi, Beresh Sagez, what's that? The Tanya, what's the Brahis? So Beresh Sagez is that you have to, when you shear the wool off your sheep, you have to give to the kohen a certain amount. So Rav Eloi Eimer Reish Shageiz Einen Noyeg Ela Ba'aretz. Rav Eloi says of Chiddush, even though Reish Shageiz has nothing to do with Mitzvah Sa'aretz, still he says only Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is saying we paskin lekula like the Shita of Rav Eloi that's only Noyeg Ba'aretz. And in Pesach Tischul, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. And we also pass like Rav Yeshua lekula bekalayim. Kirchsev, it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says loisizra karmecha kalayim hentikta shamaleya. So Rav Yeshua Eimer, the only time it's called Klaya Kerem, Klayim in the vineyard, La'olam Ein Chayiv Ach Yizra Chita V'Sa'ira V'Charetz and Perlas Yad. It's only called Klaya Kerem if you mix Zeroyim together with the Kerem. It means you put Chita, Sa'ira, and grape seeds together, then it's called Klayim. Then it's called Klayim. B'Klayim, the Chsiv, that's Halacha. We pass Rav Yeshua by Klayim, that the only time it's called Klayim, only if you have all three things together. There's no problem about carry learning Torah. So he said we pass like these three Tanoim Lekula. We pass in by Reish Shageiz only in Eretz Yisrael. We pass in that Klai Kerem's only if all three seeds are together. And that Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumma, and like carry is allowed to learn Torah. Ki also Ziri Omar Batluha L'Tevilusa. Ziri said that we Mevatel Tvila. Va'amri law, a different version of this Rav Dimi is, of the Ze'iri is, batla and telusa. They will battle the din of netilas yadayim. So Madiyama batla telusa. The Madiyama says they will battle tvila. Who is that like? Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh is like Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh holds that Balkari is not chayiv tvila for divrei Torah. The Madiyama batla and telusa. Who is that going according to? If you defeat that version, that he came and said that the Mavatal Netila means Kihod Rav Chista Layit Amanda Hadam Amaya B'Idin Silusa. Rav Chista used to say, if you don't have water, don't run after water. Davin Bismanoi, and or say Kirishma Bismanoi, and don't run after water. Just wipe your hand on something that's Menaka. And that's what he meant. Batal Netilusa, the Mavatal, that you have to have water for davening or learning. Or it's Kirishma, or Kirishma. So the Moravite. We're going back to Tfilas Keri, that someone's about Keri is now learning Torah. So until now we're learning, you have to go into a kosher mikvah in order to be, allow yourself to learn Torah. About Keri only has one etzah, he has to be toivel in a mikvah. So Zakhti Gemara Vayit, the Tanur Abona, about Keri shenosnu alav tisha kava mayim is tahar. A kula, that about Keri that poured on himself 9 kabin of water, then the halacha is that he is tahar. And it has to be at one time pouring the Tisha Kavim. And Tisha Kavim these days is a shaila, what it is, but it's somewhere between 12 and 21 liter. If you want to be machmer, it's up to 21 liter. Now, Nochem Ish Gamzu Lachasha L'Rabbi Kiva. Nochem Ish Gamzu didn't tell us halacha b'Rabim that you're allowed to use Tisha Kavim. He just whispered it to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Lachasha L'Ben Azar. Rabbi Kiva whispered it to his Talmud Ben Azar. Ben Azar Yotzo V'Shona L'Tamir V'Shuk. He went and taught it B'Shuk, b'Rabim. He taught this halacha of Tisha Kavim. Now, please about Trey Amaroyim Marava. Two Amaroyim argued in Marava how Ben Azar gave it over. Reisver Alvim Rav Yisir Azvida Chad Tani Shana. He taught them in a Brisa. He taught them Brisa. V'chad Tani Lachasha. And some say that even if he taught it B'shuk, to a lot of people, he taught it B'tzina and not, didn't tell him to spread the word. So what's Pshad's machlokes if it's Lachasha or if it's Shana? What's the machlokes? What's the Bia machlokes? Man the Tani Shana, the one who learns that he taught up a rabbim and let everyone know about the heter of Tisha Kavim, that works, Why did he do that? Mishum bitul Torah, mishum bitul per rivya. Because when it comes to bitul Torah, if someone is a valkari, he's going to have to wait to get a mikvah, he's not going to have to learn. It's going to be bitul Torah. And also bitul Torah per rivya, because a Talmud is not going to want to be mishamish and have children, you know, because the tefillah is too hard for him. He's going to come to bitul per rivya because he's not going to want to have tashma mita. That's pshan rade al mishana. Ma'an tam alakhsha. There's whispers, you don't want to tell everyone about this. Why? Because if it's too easy to be Toivel and use Tisha Kavim, so then Tamid HaChamim will be Matsu Eitzel their wives like chickens, which means all the time. We want to make it a little harder. It shouldn't be with the wives so often, and we make it a little hard for them, then it won't be with the wives so often. So that's the Machlaikas. Omrab Yana, Shemati Shemakilim Bay. I heard that the Olam is might Mekel in Tisha Kavim. They use Tisha Kavim, or Rashi says they use Mechatzayis, that means in a second, they're Mekel in Tisha Kavim. But I heard that some people are Machmir, and they've Tevel Dafka in a Mikvah. And Rabbi Yanni says, V'chol ha-Machmir ba'al atzma, in other words, Machmir, to be Tevel in a Mikvah, not use Tisha Kavim, Ma'richin lo yomav u'shnoisav. He will get Arichas Yom. Orma Mishum Halevi, Ma tivan shal Tevel shacharun. What's the reason, what's Pshat, the Balkari are being Tevel in the morning? You don't have to do that. So Gemara asks, well, Matt Ivan? He would have a Balkari has to be Tevel. Shmuel Levi himself is the one who said the drasha before on Mabez, on Chaval of Mabez, Vedatim of Anacha, that Balkari is also a Tevel. You learned that from Apostolics. What do you mean, what's the point of Tevel? You know what the point of Tevel is. That's the whole point, is because they're not allowed in Tevel. So Gemara Hachkama, Matt Ivan by Abba Amasah, what's Pshat, those people who are Tevel in the morning, why are they being Tevel in 40 Sa? Efshav Tisha Kavim, they can use Tisha Kavim. And also, Mativa Mitzvila, why do I have to dunk? Efshav Nesina, it's possible just to pour the water on them. That's who he's asking. Amr Chanina, get the Godol Godruba. Rav Chanina says that, you know, not exactly Rav Shubalev, he says it's a very good thing that they have to be Tevel in a mikvah, and it makes it a little hard, because it could protect someone from Avera. Interesting case here. The Tanya learned in a Braisa, Maisa Be'echosh Tova Isha, there was a Pnuya who was Teveya, one of the Tamid Chomim for Dvar Avera, for Znos, you know, without being married. She was a Pruya, wasn't an Ashish, but still, without a marriage, without a Kedushin, it's still Avera. So, this Isha was Teveya, the Tam Chacham Dvar Avera. Amr Loi, Reka, empty one. Yeshtucha Abam, Sashat Teilvahem. Do you have 40 Sa for me to be Teilvahem? Meyad Pirshu. And because of that, he didn't do it, because he said, well, I'm not going to have a mikvah, I'm not going to learn tomorrow. So you see, Rav Chanina is saying, you see, it's a big gather to have this din of being tayvel for carry. Amlo Rav Huna l'Rabbana, Rabbi Yisai, v'mayat v'zalzim tefillah zu. Rav Huna is a Rabbana, why are you so v'zalzim this tefillah? Imashem tzino, because it's too cold for you? Evashem mechatzayis. You could go to the mechatzayis where they have hot mikvahs. Amlo Rav Chista v'chesh tefillah v'chamen. Like, you're allowed to tell in a hot mikvah. In those days, the only way to make a hot mikvah was with shuvim. You had to take water from pots over the fire and pour into the mikvah. And it was Mayim Shuvim, so it's possible in mikvah. So he says, V'yesh tefillah b'chamen? On Malay, so Rehuna answered, Rav Adah b'hava koyi kavasach. Rav Adah b'hava taka holds like you, that you have to have mikvah kosher. But Rehuna says, I hold that really, you can use Shuvim more so. A kula, it's a kula for tefillahs Ezra, it's called tefillahs Kari. You can use Mayim Shuvim as well, and you don't have to have a kosher mikvah. Rav Zera of Yosef v'agno de Maya be Mesusa. Rav Zera was sitting in the base of Merchitz in a keli of water. Omri l'shame, he told the Shamas, Zil Aisili Tisha Kavim Shalai, pour Tisha Kavim on me. Omri Avchia v'Abba to Rav Zera, lovely little Merkulai, why do you have to pour water on yourself? You're sitting in a mikvah. Well, Yosef, you're sitting in Tisha Kavim, you're sitting in the mikvah. Omalei ka'abam sa. It's like a bomb saw. My bomb saw. When you have a bomb saw, it only works with tefillah. Leib nesina, it doesn't work with nesina. After the kabim, tisha kabim also doesn't work, but tefillah needs dafka nesina. After the kabim, the nesina of a loy betefillah, you have to pour it on you, not betefillah. Doesn't help. Tisha kabim only works in that way by pouring on you. Tisha ding toivon tisha kabim will not work. But tisha kabim will not work.